puke. Pass the salt.
You know why it's disintegrating? Because we're jellyfish.
Pass the salt, will you?
Pass the salt.
Pass the salt, amigo.
It's time. It's time.
I think they could give us a new name. I believe we are Evan Jellyfish.
Hey, will you pass the salt?
Pass the salt.
We need salt over here.
It's time for Pass the Salt.
Pass the salt.
But we like to share the gospel without any backbone to it, see?
The views, opinions, and seemingly outrageous comments expressed in this program are based on the Holy Spirit leading of a man called Coach.
I gotta ask you this out there, Christian America.
It's time for Pass the Salt with a Coach, Dave Dobenmeyer.
Well, it's been one of those wild and crazy mornings already. Is as Friday the 13th, why wouldn't it be, right? Of course, I don't believe in that. I don't believe in superstition and all that kind of stuff. But it is Friday the 13th, and I've been scrambling already this morning. And I'm going to appeal right now, a little personal appeal right now, if I could. Michelle just left the house about 5 minutes ago, maybe 10 minutes ago now. We just got a call from our youngest daughter, Maggie, that her little baby's coming this morning. And as most of you know, Maggie was about 16 weeks pregnant when the heartbeat stopped. It's been a process now of, it's been almost 3 weeks that Maggie's been continuing to live her life with the precious little baby inside of her. And it's, from all indications, it's coming this morning. She doesn't have to go to the hospital or anything. It'd be something that'll happen at home. But I just, just covet your prayers this morning. In fact, would somebody in here pray right now?
Absolutely, Coach.
Thanks, Dale.
Father, I just, Lord, we don't take these things lightly. Father, this is just a heart drop in a mother and a grandmother's heart. And Father, I do lift up Maggie. I lift up that whole Dobermeyer family to you, God. And I just pray your anointing, your loving arms, just be so gracious and hold them close to you. Lord, we just don't understand some things here on earth. Lord, they're just mysteries to us. But Lord, that we're faithful to the cause and our faith be fluent to you. And so, Lord, I just ask, God, that you strengthen this whole family during this time. In the mighty name of Jesus, amen.
Amen. Romans 8:28 says, all things work together for good for those who love the Lord and are called according to his purpose. So we don't understand the purpose. We don't know why. Why, Lord? I mean, there ain't anybody loves babies more than Maggie and Isaiah. They have three. I don't get it, Lord. I told Maggie, I said, Maggie, let this grief and this mourning that you've been going through over the last 3 weeks, let them just be a reminder to you of how many women are grieving over the fact that they killed their own baby. They did it to themselves. They got up in the morning, they walked into the abortion clinic, a mother, and they walked out of there with an aborted baby, a dead baby. They walked, see, they're still a mother. They're just the mother of a dead baby. And the whole idea of the grief and that the Maggie would build compassion as a result of that and understand the brokenhearted women that we come in contact daily, who 30 years ago, 40 years ago, 20 years ago, 10 years ago, murdered their own baby. They went from feeling life inside them to no life inside them. Maggie's carried her child for about 3 weeks. She was almost 16 weeks, almost 4 months. And she's carried it for 3 weeks. And I don't even know the grief that she's probably feeling. I've never been never been pregnant. But the idea of that movement and that all that stuff, that the idea of being that baby being alive and then all of a sudden it not being alive anymore and then having to carry it and birth it today. So it's a heavy day here. Heavy. So good. Praise the Lord. We move beyond it. Again, let our thoughts and our prayers. Maybe that explains why there's so much anger in women. I don't know if you've noticed this, and this will sound really, really sexist, and I don't care if Right Wing Watch picks it up and plasters it all over the world. There's unbelievable rage in women today. I can't, for the life of me, I see some of these young 20-something girls and the screaming and the hollering and the hatred that comes out of them. And when we were in Georgia the other day, the women, when we were at the University of Georgia, out on the street, doing nothing except lifting up the name of Jesus. Dale's playing this song. Women in particular driving by, their scowling faces, flipping us off. When did women start acting like that? Is that what, is that feminism? Is that women's liberation? Is that really, really it?
Hey, Coach.
Yeah.
I learned that when people hate themselves, they take it out on others.
That's a good point. Hurt people hurt people, right? Hurt people hurt people. And if we can't understand why there's so much anger, I don't know if we have to look much past 70 million aborted babies and women and men. Men, that's the spiritual. We want to talk about connections, right? And curses. The spiritual aspect of the father who gave approval or paid for the murder of his own child. We don't understand. We don't understand those. It's a spiritual thing. See, we don't understand those issues and why people are dealing with those issues and why women. When I go to the abortion clinic, I often say the death squirts and those who are out there trying to help others, help women come in and kill their baby. I said it's very simple that misery loves company. You killed your own baby. And to justify the fact that you killed your own baby, you want to go help others kill their own baby. Then you somehow won't feel as bad that you did it. And I think that you don't have to be very attentive at all to get in a group of women and mention abortion, and all you have to do is watch eyes. That's all you have to do. And you'll see in the eyes of those around you, the women who are carrying that secret. You know, there's a movement out there called Surrender the Secret, where you actually can come out and admit it, that you did it. Forgive and move on. So all things work together for good for those that love the Lord. Look at that picture there. There's something that isn't on the screen. That's part of our crew. Dr. Robert Roof in on there. Dr. Roof drove all the way. I told you the other day, drove all the way from Iowa. And he was a good man. He made a sizable donation to us. He got up in the middle of about 5 o'clock. He decided he needed to go, and he drove all night from Iowa to be there. And as soon as it was over, he went to the hotel and slept and got in his car and drove back home. I spoke to him yesterday. I salute you, Dr. Bob. Thanks for the support, and thanks for coming. And I forgot old OJ. OJ's standing there in the red shirt. Mike put the scroll on OJ. My wife got so mad at me yesterday. She said, "You forgot OJ and Dorita." Well, there they are, OJ and Dorita. OJ right there, the red guy, a red shirt, cross hat. The sweetheart wife, Dorita, with us. There it is. There's Dorita right in front. They drove all the way from Kentucky. Amazing. And they're staying all night somewhere down south North Carolina, maybe down with Mike, I think. And, well, OJ's sitting in there watching today. He's in Mike Heath's huddle when they're this morning. And they're going to go to Washington, D.C. with us tomorrow. It's unbelievable. We've got a huge crew going to Washington, D.C. for the Trump event tomorrow. And I feel a little bit what's the word, man? I got a lot of balls I'm trying to keep in the air. And so I don't, Mike and Polly again, got us some hotels that we can go there. And a lot of them are coming. People who didn't come before, this is kind of the way this Salt and Light Brigade thing works. You can't go every time, but when you can go, you go. And people pick up the slack, and we're going to have 35 people there again this weekend at the Stop the Steal rally, the Trump rally. So, Ryan Duncan, great people in there. My goodness, my goodness, my goodness. Thank you, Lord. Alan Zeifer, his wife. I'm just looking at the names. And I made fun of Clay. Put it on old Clay right there. I told Clay, Clay graduated to the varsity team. Clay's right there in the front row. I gave him his varsity letter. Wednesday. And there's Pastor Dale right there in front. Pastor Dale's experience really, really came. I'm going to show you some videos and stuff today. That brother is something on the street, folks. He can sing. He can prophesy. He can, oh, man, oh, man. He brought his guitar, and he brought tents, and he brought PAs. And that dude knows how to tear the devil's kingdom down. I'm honored he'd be our friend, and honored he would come. And Ryan Duncan behind him, and Chad behind him. And I listen, Steve Deck in the back, and Craig Mickle, and John, oh, my goodness. Tim, Naomi there, golly. Man, got a great team. Alan Zeifer, Shofar Blaster, Pastor Clint Harper, Randy back there in the back, Larry with his cowboy hat on. Just honored to be there with you guys. We're making a difference, folks. We're really making a difference. I'm overwhelmed. I'm humbled. I couldn't believe I got home. Thanks for all of you for praying with me. I was really tired. I didn't take a nap or anything when I got home and slept like a rock last night. Woke up really, really early this morning. And yesterday, my mind was foggy because everything had gone on. And people were saying, hey, I want to go to D.C. And I'm trying to put all that together. And I just feel the anxiety. That's not the right word. The anticipation of those who didn't get to go before who now get to go again and get to go to D.C. We don't know what we're heading into there. I'm rambling. Somebody come on in here. I got several things to show you. Come on in.
Okay.
Hey, Joe.
Two things. One is concerning your daughter. My oldest daughter went through that, and it wasn't determined that there was an issue until it was time to deliver.
Wow.
But because she has a very, very loving husband, and a very, very loving father in her life, all her life.
Yeah.
Okay. She's had three sons since. The youngest, which is graduating high school.
Wow.
Okay. But I was trying to illustrate to you, we talk about the women who are angry and things like that. This is due to a lack of fathers. A lack of fathers.
Yeah.
Amen.
And
amen.
The destruction of the family is almost complete. And when it's destroyed, there will be no families for the Lord. I mean, this is basically kind of it, what you see in here. Mm-hmm. All right. And there's a few others as well, but I'm just saying that unless we restore the family, we will never restore this nation. Okay.
Amen. And, singing J.R. song there, Joe. I agree yeah. with you, man. I agree with you.
Hey, can I follow up on that?
Sure, Bobby.
Hey, I've said before, the family's not going to be restored until we need each other. We had farms. We went from 20 million farms to a million farms. We had these kids to help us, not because they were special. Now they've sent everybody to school, reeducated, reprogrammed. So nobody needs each other. It's all about as much sex as you can get and as much pleasure. So until they're in reality, until this thing comes down to some degree and we have to depend on each other, until the man and woman have to look at each other for support, that's when the family is going to be restored. And that's difficult to hear.
Yeah, Bobby, it's true. It's
not what was the special word they call it? They call it the nuclear family.
Yes, sir, Joseph. They do for a reason.
It's gone.
Yep. Yes, it is. It is gone. And we got to try to restore. We got a lot of rebuilding to do, don't we? Rebuilding to do.
And then the firing order of the kingdom. It's the firing order of authority. And when we look at that, it's absolutely clear. And it's the same things we've done with our judicial, legislative, and executive branch. The judicial branch was made to have no power. We've made it the most powerful branch in the government. God's kingdom and government is first. Then you have self-government. Then you have family government. Then God established earthly government. What have we done? We've taken earthly government and we superseded it even above God's government, because we refuse even to follow his laws and his commandments.
Amen. 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 Got a lot of stuff I want to share with you. This is kind of a flea flicker Friday, but I got some. I want you to see me standing there in front of you. I told my wife, those pants must not fit me right. My belly can't be that big. It's a bad lens on the camera, something here. So anyway, you see those Ten Commandments? Those are styrofoam. Pastor Dale brought those with him from New Orleans. And we put those up at the Guidestones. And Alan Zeifer brought that big Holy Bible there, which that's made out of, I think that's styrofoam too, Alan, I'm not sure. And then, Mike, I don't know if you can look at one of those others and see that big cross that we erected over the top of the, again, this is Dale's work. I said Dale was the MVP of our trip. See that cross? That's, folks, that's not a normal cross. That cross was put together by Dale in pieces. So we put the cross of Christ above that demonic Georgia Guidestones. And I just want you all to catch a picture of that and understand exactly what's going on.
Okay, Coach, I had one more quick thing.
Okay, bud. Okay.
Look at that picture. Everybody's all together. We're basically alone. I mean, I'm not there, obviously, but.
Yes, you were.
But now we're talking Washington, D.C. Now we're talking Nazareth, Mark 6. And what did he do? He sent them out two by two. You know, it's going to be a dangerous time.
It is.
And it's going to require prayer cover. And then when it's all over, then we can have the reports.
Amen.
But I think if you get together like that, that just makes you one big target.
We are a big target, but we're a big body too, brother. If we were ever to assemble, look at that now. Take a look at that picture. Those of you who make fun of us or whatever, right wing watch it, that ought to scare you, because that's 30 some people who came to be part of an event, and it's not the same 30 people from the week before. You understand what I'm telling you? You understand if we went to St. Louis and did one of these things, that there'd be 30 more that different people. That they're everywhere, folks. Living, breathing. The church is a living, breathing organism, and that's what you're seeing.
Hey, Coach. Amen.
Go ahead, Craig.
I have to correct you on that. We said there was 43, and you had 30 in the queue, so that comes up to 73. I think Jesus sent 72 out two by two, if I got it right.
Yeah.
Hey Coach.
You numbers guy, you love numbers guys. Get me. Go ahead, Larry. Then
Dale. You know, while ago, y'all were talking about the family, and you mentioned Jim. It's a good time to say there's probably a lot of new people listening that haven't even know about it. But naturalfamilystrong.com. There is all you have to do is sign a statement, a commitment that you will support everything that supports natural families. Just go to naturalfamilystrong.com and sign Jim's pledge to support the natural family.
Naturalfamilystrong.com. Naturalfamilystrong.com. Thanks, Larry. How's Zane going to come in next? My brain went dead on me. Dale. There it went. Good deal.
We're talking about, you know, there was a great, you know, I brought that as visual. You know, sometimes God gives us visuals so we understand what we're doing. And we have to see things in that scope in order to hit the mark. What I had texted you while you were on your way home that we haven't talked about, what was really powerful is like what the prayers, you must first bind the strong man before you can plunder his house. Mm-hmm. And brother, what transpired the most important thing this past Wednesday was, brother, we did spiritual warfare. We didn't gather. It wasn't a bunch of fellowship. I've done so many of these things where it's just a bunch of people getting together and talking. Brother, the prayers that went forward, binding the strong man, that we now can go plunder the house.
Amen, brother. I believe it, Dale. And listen, not just us plundered. We've tied up that strong man. We bound that strong man so others can do it. We can't miss this opportunity. We're moving forward. I got some good stuff I want to share. By the way, Chad's having an event. God bless Chad. He and Josh Manning drove all the way from Moody, Texas to Georgia. And obediently I did what we're part of it. And got in their car and drove back home. Now Chad's trying to get everything situated for his own event, which starts tonight, right, Chad? You're starting it tonight? Maybe he's not in. I thought anyway.
Yeah, it starts tonight, Coach.
That's a change. Probably out working, getting it. So I just appreciate it. Appreciate everybody, everything that's going on behind the scenes. Look, don't forget your letters to Bill Barr, okay? Don't forget those. And by the way, listen, Mrs. Bill Barr, send another one. Send a handwritten note praying for you. That's all you have to do, praying for you. Stick it in the mail, praying for you. Continue to pray for you. We've got your back. Just continue to do that. And Donald Trump's requested letters. Listen, friends. Because can you believe that we live in a time when media literally is censoring the president of the United States? That ought to tell you something. The president of the United States now does not have free rein to speak to the American people. It's unbelievable what we see going on. Because President Trump understands that, he's asked everybody, please, to send a letter to the White House. It could be a card. It could be a letter. It could be a vote. What if you just put in a piece of paper, we voted for you, and stick it and send it to the White House? The president has specifically asked that people would do that and demand a full accounting of all the states. Just, we voted for Donald Trump. We want our vote to count. Please count all legal, whatever you would say it. And then at some point I can see him, he's going to come out there with a pickup truck or a dump truck full of letters. It's going to be quite a visual. Okay, the address is on the screen. Hey, folks, this is so easy to do. So easy to do. Just get out a piece of paper, a napkin, whatever. Whatever. Just a real quick note. Put it in there and send it to that address. Cost you another 49 cents, whatever it is. And Donald Trump, President Trump, specifically asked that. And then, Mike, somebody just asked, what was Barr's address? Can we stick that back up there again and send that to Mrs. Barr? Mrs. Barr? Mrs. Barr? Cool. I want to, Lord, give me the direction here today. Okay, good.
Hey, Coach.
Yeah.
Yeah. anybody saw the video that Chad did? He did a really great video, I think, on Georgia, and it was really good. But I was also encouraged. I think the Salt and Light Brigade is taking the lead, but I was encouraged yesterday. I was listening to Jerome Corsi, and there's a thing called a Jericho March that's been initiated now.
Yeah.
The point of which is to gather groups to march around capitals, state capitals. And so I was encouraged by that. And so maybe some Christians, more Christians are starting to wake up.
Glenn, I don't think there's any doubt they are. It's the same problem that I went on the rant about yesterday. Our leadership won't lead. Our leadership won't lead. I believe if a local pastor called for his people to go to the state house, I think he'd be surprised how many would go. There's no leadership. Come on in, whoever that was. Joe, go ahead.
Joseph, I was watching Hagman last night with Steve Quayle. He mentioned about getting in the boat.
Huh.
After that, I was watching Paul Begley. He mentioned getting in the boat. Get out of the water, get in the ship.
Wow. Interesting, huh? Listen, I got a couple of videos I'm going to show you real quickly. Hey, hang on real quick. Mike, pull up Bobby Lee's page. Because I'll be honest, Chad, I didn't see your video. I'm sorry. I didn't see it. I'll have to check that out. But Bobby Lee put together Bobby Lee put a lot of time in, folks. He became our videographer to this week's this last couple of days trip to Georgia. And Bobby's got, look at those videos that Bobby made. And I've just asked all of you to get a chance. Go to the Mideast Salt and Light Brigade channel and look at all the videos that Bobby has that he's created there just from last week's event. So if you want to get a real good feel for what's going on, Bobby will give you that feel for sure. All right. I was going to play some of those still. I might get around to some of those. Those are all videos for the Georgia Guidestones. Hey, Mike, hit the little thing over there that expands right beside Chad, the little arrow right beside Chad. Yeah, see if there aren't more. Yeah, so there we are. This is where that's John Loveland praying down at the University of Georgia. And there's the next one's got Rick Simpson standing there praying at the University of Georgia. Yeah. Oh, great. Yeah. Okay. Yeah. Thanks. Hey, friends, yesterday the YouTube was down for about 3 hours. I don't know if you guys know that or not. And I believe it was just a setup for what's coming. So, again, let's get ourselves prepared for that. And God bless you, Bobby, for I know that's not easy work. And, hey, Bobby, you're looking at me, Bob. You don't have to say anything. I love the way you play, Bobby.
I'm here, Coach. Can you hear me?
All right, man. Yo.
Thanks, Coach. Hey, one more thing. These videos are also up on Pennsylvania Salt and Light Brigade, and I don't know if you want to do it there, but there's a less than about a 2.5 minute statement of Alan Zeifer there. He nailed it with the Greek gods and goddesses in the state houses. That's an awesome thing to listen to.
It's right there on the left.
Go ahead
right
and pull that up, Mike. Coach. Go ahead, Mark. You were going to say something?
Yeah, that video is right there on the left. That's it. The one he's talking about, that 2 minutes.
Mike's going to get right there.
Yep.
Okay, again, God bless you, Bobby, for doing all this, man. Caption.
Ask you guys out there, America, why is it? Here we go. We got this nice, beautiful building here, Greek and Roman architecture. Why are so many buildings across this nation designed with Greek and Roman architecture, with Greek gods and goddesses on every state house across the nation? Why is that? It's a very simple question. Hey, let me ask you, let me get your thoughts right here. I took a second look at this building right here. Beautiful Roman architecture, right? It's phenomenal. Why is it that every state house across this nation is based on Greek and Roman architecture with a Greek god or goddess on top of it?
I tell you what, if you want to get the real story, go up to Washington, D.C., go inside the Congress building, our nation's capital, walk into the rotunda, and you look up. Listen, the U.S. Congress building is the most powerful building on the planet, not the White House, folks. Not the White House, where the Senate and the House meet, the Congress. That's the most powerful building in all the world right now. As far as the empires go, in all the world, U.S. Congress is the most powerful. And right on top of the rotunda, right on top of the dome outside Congress building, is Isis, the Queen of Heaven in your Bible. That's demonic. You understand what I'm saying? And right underneath Isis, if you look up underneath that, and you see that big, huge painting, 5,000 square feet. The figures, the gods and goddesses that's painted up there are 15 feet tall, but you're looking up 180-something feet to see them. The gods and goddesses that represented all that Greek architecture are high and lifted up in our nation's capital, and I ain't heard no big-time minister that's got a huge platform today in 2020, not one, talk about all the gods and goddesses that's high and lifted up in our Congress. We want to know why Nancy Pelosi's full of the devil. By God, the devils are high and lifted up. Jesus Christ isn't high and lifted up in our Congress, even though 478 of them claim to be Christians. I don't see anything happening to do with Christ. Amen, or oh me. Amen. So the bottom line is, we need to start going up into that Capitol and tear down them strongholds. There's a bunch of demonic strongholds that's been high and lifted up for hundreds of years. If you walk into the old Senate building today, in 2020, right now, you walk into the old Senate chamber, there's a huge picture of George Washington that's painted there back in 1785. By Rembrandt Peale was the boy's name. He was a teenager. He painted that thing 20-something times until George Washington said, yeah, that's the one I want. And if you look, right above George's head is Zeus. Zeus. Not Jesus Christ, but Zeus. All this stuff we just saw, the obelisk down there, all this stuff, Egyptian and all this stuff, it's gods and goddesses. We've been hoodooed and fooled, and the American church ain't said nothing about it for a couple hundred years.
Amen.
We're fighting the devil, and he's been high and lifted up, and we don't even know as Christians in 2020 what we're fighting.
Amen. 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 Good one. Good one. Good one, Bobby. Good. Well said, Alan. Well said. Got a couple things I want to show you here real quick. Here's the good news. Well, it's bad news. The second American Civil War has already begun. The good news is, the second American Civil War has already begun. We're rapidly coming to a point of no return, friends. I'm just telling you. I believe Donald Trump's going to be reelected. I believe he was. He'll be inaugurated as President of the United States, and I think all hell's going to break loose. So, Mike, pull up. It says John Voight. I saw this yesterday. I remember John Voight going back to. The Deliverance, remember that? He was in the boat with Burt Reynolds in Deliverance, John Voight. That's when he first became a somewhat famous. He became the father of Angelina Jolie. Is that her name? And go scroll on down, Mike, down to the middle of this. John Voight does about he's a strong conservative in Hollywood. On down, Mike. You'll see it. On down. I wish I'll just look for it real quick. I think you went by it now. I look for it real quick this morning, and this is the easiest one that I found. Just let the thing clear up a minute, see if there isn't a video of John Voight. Well, maybe that's it there. Maybe that's it. How long is that thing, Mike? It's not very long. No, that's not it. That, I hate it when this happens to me. Why is not just John Voight just pop up? Let's see what happens here online. So I see. Well, yeah, it's there. Yeah, it's right. It's right to top, Mike. It should be right to top of the page. I don't know what that thing is you got right there, but go ahead and click on it. That should be it. Click on that video.
Election and President-elect Joe Biden saying the U.S. is now entering, quote, the greatest fight since the Civil War. The Academy Award winner and longtime Trump supporter took to Twitter to condemn what he alleged was a rigged White House race, calling the aftermath, quote,
a oh, I hate this. This is not what Satan. I want to see. I want to see John Voight. Maybe you can look for it, Mike. No, Mike, scroll down. Scroll down. It pops up as Twitter. Keep going. Just give it a second to come up. Hey guys, I wouldn't do this if I didn't think it was worth it. There you go.
My fellow Americans, I stand here with all that feel as I do, disgusted with this lie that Biden has been chosen, as if we all don't know the truth. And when one tries to deceive, we know that one can't get away with it. There will be a price to pay. The ones who are jumping for joy now are jumping toward the horror they will be in for, because I know that the promises being made from the left to the American people will never come to be. My friends of all colors, races, and religions, this is now our greatest fight since the Civil War, the battle of righteousness versus Satan. Yes, Satan. Because these leftists are evil, corrupt, and they want to tear down this nation. We must not allow this. We must fight this corruption that has taken over and fight for the good that seems lost. Let us give our trust to God and fight now for Trump's victory, because we all know this ballot count is corruption like they are. So let us not back down. Let us fight this fight as if it is our last fight on earth. As Muhammad Ali said, it's not over till the last punch you have. God bless.
What I say, Coach, criminals always get caught.
They always get caught, don't they? And we know in the psalm it says those who dig a ditch fall back in it, right? We already know that. Somebody, come on in.
Hey, Coach, hey, I just put in the chat there, Governor DeSantis down in Florida, he's broadening the Stand Your Ground law. Hey, Coach, he's just now doing this. I mean, there's nothing going on down here in Florida, man. There's nothing going on. Why is he expanding the Stand Your Ground law to include looting, rioting? Because he knows Trump's fixing to pull this thing out, man.
They know,
brother.
The left knows it. The left knows it, right? The left knows. Remember, I said yesterday it's about chaos, right? They know they're not going to win. They want to create chaos. We got to be prepared for it, friends. We got to be prepared for it. I wonder how many of you listened to Matt Tuella yesterday. If you didn't listen to that audio from Matt Tuella again about the church, I'm just telling you, it's a spirit of the age. Somebody trying to come in. Mike, get Tommy Robinson ready there. Mike sent me this morning, too. This is pretty good.
Hey, Coach.
Yes, sir.
Y'all remember when the Walmarts closed? A bunch of them, Sam's Clubs. 269 are closing. 269 Walmarts. Now, don't forget who they got a partnership with. The U.S. government. The freezers. The food. The space. Remember when the border people came across, the senator was knocking on the door of what building that was closed?
Right.
And all of those Mexicans were inside and immigrants. Yep. It was Walmart. Yep. These are storage facilities that the government's put all over the nation, all over the world. Now think about what Alan said about Florida.
Well, see, folks, here's
get ready. We got to get ready for a fight, Coach.
Mark, here's something that's just as important. I don't know if you guys know this or not, though. Donald Trump is leading a bloodbath at the Pentagon. Have you guys followed that? Donald Trump, within the last 48, 72 hours, has had a firing bloodbath in the Pentagon of those leaders, generals, that Obama put in power. Trump is now, in the last 72 hours, appointed loyalists to him because exactly what Mark Trump's talking about. Something's happening, and they know. Let me tell you something. They all know they're caught. They all know they're caught, right? They know Biden's never going to be president of the United States. They know that. They're after chaos. Mike sent me this today. Tommy Robinson says, defend President Donald Trump from the fraudulent election. Tommy Robinson, of course, is in the UK. Go ahead and play that real quick, Mike.
Together we're going to fix our rigged system and deliver real change that once again puts America first. I am with you, I will fight for you, and I will win for you. Of ground and every last inch of civilization is worth defending with your life.
So we're going to the Million Mega March. A bunch of us are going to D.C. And I'm sorry, spur of the moment, we put it all together. If you're still interested in going, try to contact me. We're going to be leaving my house today about noon and going into D.C. And the march is at noon tomorrow. I just got some things I got to get into you here today, okay? Mike, if you can't go to Glenn Beck. I have mixed feelings about Glenn Beck. Glenn Beck was one of the biggest anti-Trumpers, you know. But he's come out at least and said he was wrong and is now fighting hard for the condition we're in. But, Mike, what I want you to do, I want you to bring up yesterday's show. I was listening to the after we did our show yesterday in some place down where they don't have any teeth. I think it was Kentucky or West Virginia. And I was driving – just kidding. And I had Glenn Beck on the radio, and – I couldn't believe what I was hearing out of Glenn Beck. Now this runs about 15 minutes, but I'm only going to play 5 minutes of it. Hey, Equal Justice Tour, folks. Sometimes I wonder, are they listening to us? That sounds cocky, doesn't it? No, they're listening to the Holy Spirit, aren't they? The same message being spoken to a lot of different people. Mike scrolled this thing up to about the 5 minute mark. He does. This goes on for 15, but I only want you to listen to about 5 minutes of what Glenn Beck says here. Go ahead.
Nobody pays for a damn thing anymore. Nothing. If you and I did half the things that people in Washington do every day, you and I would go to prison. Clinton got away with it. Even the left knew that the Clinton Foundation was dirty. They sold uranium to our biggest enemy, Russia. Nothing. Now, she can take confidential, top secret emails and put them on her server at her home, something you and I would go to prison for. We would be in prison for the rest of our lives. Not a big deal. Benghazi? No. Not only did we show you that we were gun running to a group in Syria that became ISIS, that's what we were doing in Benghazi. Not only that, but just the killing of a U.S. ambassador, and, might I point out, on Veterans Day, we abandon our troops. Did anything happen? Nope. Nope. Mm-mm. Nothing. Nothing. I'm tired of it. I'm tired of actually being open and saying, okay, well, let's look into the spying on this presidential candidate. That's a pretty hefty charge. Were they doing it? And then finding out, yes, they were, and nothing happens. He was colluding with Russia. My gosh, that should be the biggest scandal of all time if that were true. If it wasn't true, and it was started, and evidence, paperwork even showed that they knew, all the way to the White House. You'd think that would be even a bigger story. Lying to the FISA courts, nothing. Creating an enemies list, nothing. Using our own intelligence agencies to assist in this operation. Spending millions of dollars on a claim they knew that wasn't true. The collusion on Russia, they knew it before the president was ever elected. The scandal. The loss of billions of tax dollars in Ukraine, no big deal. The lies and the collusion with the Obama administration in Ukraine, no big deal. Hunter Biden, forget about Burisma. What was that, $7 billion? Ha, who cares? Look at Hunter Biden and his father in China. Oh, but we don't have any proof of that. Yes, we do. We have all the proof anyone who cares to be honest needs. We have all the documents on his own frickin' laptop, which have been verified for people that were working with him, who were Democrats, that had those same emails on their computer. Nothing. The scandal of our Justice Department, the deep state, which I didn't believe in 4 years ago. My gosh, you've got to be dead and probably voting in the last election if you don't see the deep state. The corruption of our media. Our media telling us to deny our own eyes. There's a car on fire, and they're like, oh, nothing's happening here. It's totally peaceful. There's a car on fire behind you, but we're not supposed to notice that. Good has been made evil, and evil is made good. They ask you now to don't believe your own eyes, believe us. Our country is being torn apart on the streets by radicals who are marching with no Trump, no Biden, no America signs. But don't worry about that. This is just a peaceful group. Really? Our children are being indoctrinated with all kinds of crap, telling them that they're racist because of the color they were born with. The teachers' unions completely out of control. The lies of Black Lives Matter, Inc. And no one seems to care. No one seems to care that Black Lives Matter is actually a corporation. That Black Lives Matter, on their own manifesto, said they wanted to destroy the nuclear family. But that's all fine. Antifa? No. They're not wild in the streets. It's only an idea. Yeah, kind of like Nazism was an idea. But yet, if you support the Constitution, if you just say, I want a fair and legal count, you're a radical. You're an anti-government zealot. I've had it. I've had enough. I almost didn't make the show last week.
Okay, you can cut it off. You can cut it off. Because Mike, somehow, maybe we can put this link. It's just go to glennbeck.com. And there's about 10 more minutes of this rant that's worth. Hey, you know what I said? Welcome to the team. Welcome to the team, Mr. Beck. You've got that big microphone. Pardon me. Where in the hell have you been?
Yeah, we had our own little Antifa member there at the college.
Yeah. Yeah. We're in a war, man. We're in a war. And we still don't want to recognize the fact that we are. Listen, I've been all over the place. I've got 15 minutes.
The problem has always been with Beck is that he knows a lot, but when it comes right down to pulling the trigger on a real action rather than just a circus, he won't do it.
No.
That's what's always been going
on. I'm thinking we ought to beat them to the punch, Coach. They wanted to take Trump out of the White House. I think we need to start a citizen's arrest movement. All these people is headed up to Washington. Why don't we demand citizen's arrest of two or three of these people?
Well, I'm with you, Clay. I'm with you. I wish I had that microphone.
Hey, Coach, this is what I was talking about. When everybody went to Virginia, they had 25,000 people there, 15,000 armed men. That's what they should have pulled the trigger on a citizen's arrest. They had enough people to surround that Capitol building and demand that the oath breakers be taken out. And they went home.
But Jack, that goes back to what I was saying yesterday about Pastor Matt Tuella and why his sermon was so important. Because we don't think justice matters anymore to the Lord. And it does. Hey, Mark, what does it say in Proverbs? What does the Lord say about justice? The Lord loves justice. The Lord loves justice. Why don't we love justice? Why don't we?
Amen.
Well, my question yesterday was, if God's in control and all you need to do is pray, why do you take up an offering?
That's right.
Here's another thing.
I'm sorry, go ahead.
At that monument, we told the devil we told Satan that he was trespassing. Get off the property. We need to be bold like that to this corrupt government we got. We need to tell them this is our government. This is our government.
Because Clay, if we don't do it now, what will it be like in a year, Silver? What's it going to be like in 2 years? If we don't stand up now, what's it going to be like? And try as I can, like I was talking to Pastor Clint Harper, you can't get a pastor off of his ass to help for nothing.
We got to get the American people to be bold.
It's time to stand up, folks. We got to lead it. We got to lead it. People follow courage. Yeah, Joe.
Okay, I was going to say.
Wait a minute, Joe. Wait. I'm sorry I said ass. Sorry. Go ahead, Joe.
You know that word assume?
Yeah.
It makes an ass out of you and me.
Yes, sir.
Yeah. I was going to say, you asked earlier if you could get that mic. Father, I lift up an expression of what it is you are trying to say to the American people, and that Coach Dave gets his mic for just a few minutes.
Amen.
Amen, Joe.
Amen.
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 That's warfare.
Amen.
Amen. Amen, Joe.
Amen. The Lord opens doors, right? I'm going to walk through them. If he opens the door, I'm going to walk through it, right? Hey, Mike, this is good, man. It encourages me. You know, somebody emailed me yesterday, and it encouraged me. You know what the email said? It said, Coach, I don't know where I'd be without your morning show. You encourage me every day.
Amen.
That's all I needed to hear. That's all. I ain't looking for friends. I ain't looking for followers, man.
Hey, Dave.
Yes.
Let me go there real quick. I love this program in the morning. I'm so appreciative of your ministry. I love the men that are on this program and the ladies. I thank God that I wake up to a group of men and women who love the Lord and are not afraid to speak out and give their opinion. I thank you for that.
Amen, Roger. Amen. It encourages me too. It gives me an outlet. If I didn't have this outlet, my wife, God bless, poor wife.
I've probably known you as long, if not longer, than 99% of the people in this group. And I'm going to not to belittle anything or anybody, because we have walked with some mighty, mighty men of God.
Learn from them. Learn from them.
Let me tell you what an apple of the eye you are. This is from our experience. What we did and what continues to do, you know, once a year, have a big rally, do our thing, incredible events, right? Or a fall event. Coach, that's good. But you truly are like a SEAL Team 6, brother, because you just keep hitting different spots, different spots. Mm-hmm. It's never a one-time-a-year kind of an event. It's constantly, constantly, constantly. What you do, and you know me, I'm around all of this, and I'm probably going to go to Arizona in January. Brother, what you're doing is you're constantly constantly going to the frontline battles that no other organization does like what you do.
Well, that's because it's the book of Acts, not the book of Sits.
Right? Hey, Coach, can I make a suggestion?
Yeah, thanks, Dale.
I second that.
Yeah, absolutely. Hey, after you've read all the imprecatory prayers and after we've decided that we're going to restore the Republic, we better be reading things like Bastiat, the law. It's a short read. We should all read Bastiat's Legal Plunder. It's important that we know what we're doing when we restore this republic, if we're going to do that.
Amen. Amen.
Hey,
continue with the Psalms, please. Yeah, go ahead, Alan.
Yesterday,
Mike gets stout-hearted men ready. Go ahead, Alan. I'm sorry.
Coach, you remember when we was talking yesterday on the phone when you were driving, and we were talking about Raphael Warnock, the senior pastor of Ebenezer Baptist Church in Atlanta, Georgia there, that's running for that Senate seat. He's for baby killing, you know, he's for all that stuff. You know what the word Ebenezer means, brother?
Give it to me.
Ebenezer means helping stone. He's helping stone black babies right there in Atlanta. Imagine that.
Yeah. He's helping the Guidestones too, isn't he, huh? Yeah.
Amen.
Yeah,
amen.
See, he's more black than Christian. Understand that, huh? I know people who are more Baptist than Christian. I know people who are more Methodist than they are Christians. I know people who are more Catholic than they are Christians. Y'all with me?
Yep. Hey, Coach.
Yeah, Jeff.
Just good example what you've been talking about here just in the last few minutes. My mechanic that I have there is not Christian. He heard you up on the square. He was one that's helping sell my flags while you were on top of that van. Yeah. Afterwards, and he said some things to me. He's listened to everything. One day he made a statement. He said, I want to do what you guys do. I want my life to be worth something. And he's not a Christian. And then after you spoke, he said, man, I like that guy. He said, man, he was the best speaker upper on that van that day. And then yesterday, you know what he said? He looked at me and every day he's asked me about this stuff. And he's heard all the stories of Bill Barr and you guys down in there. He was in there watching a video yesterday in my office with me. You guys down in Georgia. He looked at me and said, you know what? Well, I found out the other day my dad listens to Coach Dave's show for the last couple months. I don't even know dad, never met him. You know what I mean? Somehow dad is watching now. That's great.
The Lord's finding him. Hey, Mike, start almost out of time. Stout-hearted men. It's about 4 minutes. Go ahead.
Man, the ship we were waiting for is anchored in the river, but it's in the hands of the police. Our plan's been discovered. In a few hours, the troops will take over the stockades. If we're ever to have our freedom, we've got to fight for it tonight.
You're crazy! Yes. Potentially!
Where can we go?
There are a few men left on the New Moon. It's our ship. We're strong enough, if brave enough, to take it back. Who's with me?
Not me.
I don't like it!
Friends, what have we to lose but a life of starvation and servitude?
But pirating a ship means hanging if we're caught.
If we're not killed first.
That's right.
It's our own ship we're taking back.
The Marines will shoot us down like animals.
Would you rather live like animals?
Without guns, we haven't a chance.
We have a chance. Tom Boy, you were a gunner on the Spanish Main.
And that I was, sir.
Jack, you were a sail rigger.
Aye.
There's enough seamen amongst us to sail a ship to the end of the earth. Friends, will you come with me and show the King's Marines how the King's rebels can fight?
All right, if I have to, I'll go alone.
Wait, Charles, I'll go with you. One man at last.
And me too, sir.
Two. I'm with you, Charles.
Now there's four of us.
Me too.
Five, oh, six, no. Seven, eight, and nine. Now we're ten. That makes an army. Come on. Right to the Gonzales stockade. Tell the men we're marching to the bayou.
Aye, sir.
Jack, to the Verdurais stockade.
Aye.
Paul, to the Vietnam.
Aye, sir.
Who's going to stop us now?
Give me some men who are stout-hearted men who will fight for the right they adore. Start me with 10 who are stout-hearted men, and I'll soon give you 10,000 more. Shoulder to shoulder, and bolder, they grow as they go to the fore. Then there's nothing in the world can fault or mar our plan. When stout-hearted men can stick together, man to man. Turn your dreams to a fact, it's up to you. If you have the soul and the spirit, never fear it, you'll see it through. Hearts can inspire other hearts with their fire. Let the flame burn high, for tonight we do or we die. And willing to die.
Hey, folks, you do know this, don't you? You do know this. I'm sorry. I'm just going to be, I love you enough to tell you the truth. To the non-Christian world, Christian men are seen as wussies. You understand that, don't you? Tell me you understand that. See, we Christians, we love to go around and be all pious and tell each other, y'all, he's a good Christian man. Oh, brother, you can trust him. No. See, do you guys know this? Do you know that Michael is a warring angel? Do you know angels war? Do you know that? Do you know that the spirit of the... Do you know that the Lord is a warrior? Do you know that? In the reflection of his children, we are wussies against evil. Strong, stout-hearted men. That's what we have to do. I'm going to ask you, I don't ask you to do this much. Folks, you got to start sharing these shows. You got to start sharing these with people. Tell them, just watch it. Because as you watched, one of the main themes of that video we just looked at is courage engenders courage. Earlier Dale mentioned some of the guys, places I've been, I've been around Flip Benham, Rusty Thomas, and Ken Scott, and I've been around some great guys, and each one of those guys taught me to be more bold and be more courageous. I am a product of the people I've hung around. I am. Right? And yep. You will be too. And I'm going to tell you something. There are a lot of waking, awoke men around you that you don't have any idea of. You've got to begin to share this. Because right now, some of you, they think you're crazy, see? Because they're not in here. They don't hear Steve Deck. They don't see Mike Heath. They don't see Mark Trump. They don't see Randy Lunsford. They don't see Alan Zeich. They don't see other men like that. We have to expose them to other men like that.
Amen.
And then they'll get it. Then they'll get it. They'll get it then.
And it's going to take, Dave, it's going to take a direct challenge to the pastor.
It is, brother. The righteous are as bold as a lion's, and evil men flee, no one pursues.
You see, they brought torches then.
They did, brother.
All we do is bring signs.
Well,
brought the torches out.
We bring prayers and signs. Yep. Yeah, Larry.
Roger, you hit the nail on the head. It is going to take a direct challenge to the leadership of those satanic social clubs. Sitting around and waiting for the Holy Spirit to talk to them is not working, because see, they're not listening to the Holy Spirit. That's why it's not working. It's not because the Holy Spirit's not talking to them. So if we keep sitting around waiting for the Holy Spirit to keep talking, and when they're not listening, if we don't go tell them, hey, we challenge you to listen. If we don't do that, we're just as much fault as if we didn't listen.
They're bouncing up and down in their inner tubes. Worried about the wake. Have a great weekend. See some of you in D.C. Stout-hearted men, about all I can stands, and I can't stands no more. See you later.